السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Wednesday morning. May Allah سبحانه وتعالى bless you and Afa with afiyat and good health. And inshallah your stay in Durban. May Allah ta'ala grant people of Durban tawfiq to practice and follow the beautiful advices given. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum ma'ana salim kareem. Ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Junaid Mota and Dawood Mota. Nahmaduhu wa nusulli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today in South Africa and few countries is the 7th of Zulhijjah 1446. In Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Masjidul Aqsa and Mina. Today is the 8th of Zulhijjah, hence it is the commencement of Hajj on this year 1446 and 2025. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter number 48, Suratul Fath, Victory, and verses number 8 and 9. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is elevating the rank and status of the Master Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Chapter 94, verse 4, وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرًا. Ya Rasool Allah, O Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, your Nami Nami, your Ismi Grami, we have elevated it to the highest and highest in the universe and creation. إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي. When my name is taken, thereafter your name, Ya Rasool Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is taken. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. You hear the adhan, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Thereafter, أَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Similarly, in your iqama before the first salat and congregational prayer. Today's lesson, chapter 48, verses number 8 and 9. Inna arsalnaka, inna, verily we, arsalnaka, we sent you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Objection, inquiry, question. Ya Allah jalla wa la, you are one and alone and unique. So why do you use the term we? So Almighty Allah is teaching us, I'm stamping my majesty, authority, sovereignty. Who can give life? Who can give death? Who can make the sun rise? Who can make the sunset? Who can make it summer in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Mina, Arafat, and winter year in South Africa? Show me which scientist, professor, doctor, government can do that. Nuhyi wa numit. We give life, we give death. So when Almighty Allah wants to highlight His absolute control, majesty, authority, sovereignty, so then He uses the plural, and it is a symbol of respect and reverence. Who can make Mustafa, Habibuna, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the yatim, the orphan of Makkah Mukarramah, the greatest and the most beloved and the most precious to Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, in the entire universe? Only He, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Inna arsalnaka, indeed we have sent you, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, shahida, as a witness. Tomorrow on the day of justice, we all will be there, and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will bear testimony against his own people or for his people. Did you say today and beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, O Ummah, O esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International, O esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, read chapter 7, verse 151. وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ. O Allah Jalla Wala, include us in your special, special mercy. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Whilst you alone, exclusively, are the most merciful one to show mercy, O beloved Allah. Second one, in hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Shafa'ati li ahli al-kabair min ummati. Sahih authentic hadith, Mustafa Rasulullah rahmatul alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that my intercession is for those people of my ummah who perpetrated and committed major, major crimes. Read now with me, O Ummah. Allahumma zukhna shafata al-Nabiy al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yawm al-qiyamah. O beloved Allah, grant us the intercession of the Master, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This Ummah, me and you, will testify against the previous nations. They will object and say, but you were not there, so how can you be a witness? We will say, Allah informed us in the noble Quran. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us. وَيَكُونُ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. And in the beginning of the second juz, second supara, سيقول, and you, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will bear testimony as well against the ummah or in favor of the ummah. So both ways will work. Inna arsalnaka shahida. So you will be the witness, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa mubashiran wa nadhira. And you will keep on giving glad tidings, good news to this ummah. O ummah, you want wonderful names for your sons and your daughters. So Bashir or Bashira, the one who gives glad tidings, good news. And second name, Mubashir, Mubashira, the one who keeps on giving time to time, good news and great tidings. You see, Mubashira has more emphasis and ta'kid in it. So Mubashir for the boy, Mubashira for the girl, excellent name. Mubashira wa nazira, and you, ya Rasulullah, for the believers, you are giving them bisharat and bushra and the great tidings and good news. وَنَذِيرَ and Nazir. Nazir, normally people translate it as a warner. It's an incomplete translation. Nazir, when you analyze the word in the Arabic language, it means التخويف مع المحبة, that you warn people, remember with love and compassion. It's a cold winter's night, I'm here in Umslanga, in the jungle ko mangal bana diya, they say. So mashallah, very peaceful, so hot, they have the acorns on, you see, here in Durban, midwinter. But you don't have to wear jersey, nothing here, it's so good the weather, mashallah. So now your son, daughter is crawling towards the fireplace, you the mother, father, you seeing that, how you warn them, stop. And that is with love and compassion. Allah Jalla Wala loves us the most. Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam loves us the most. So when you keep your son's name Nazir, Nazira, so it means to warn with love. Remember that the element of love must be mentioned as well. So that is Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam warning everybody, Muslim and non-Muslim. Do not do that action and this action or that speech that will be detrimental. You do so at your own peril. So what must me and you do, O Ummah? لِتُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. So that you bring iman, faith, conviction in all Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. لَا مَعْبُودَ بِالْحَقِّ إِلَّا هُ. There's none we will worship except Him, all Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Therefore, in our janazah salat, in our funeral prayer, we know I'm the imam, my father passed away, mother passed away, brother passed away. So the mayyit, the deceased, is in front. I am there, the people are behind me. There's no ruku, there's no sajda, there's no bowing down, there's no prostrating. Why? Bowing down, prostrating is for wahdahu la sharika lahu. It's only for him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Oh, Hujjaj Baitillah, you are already in your ihram now. Your time there in Makkah Mukarramah is going for 6:30 almost. So you in your ihram and you're excited. You're walking towards Mina. You're going towards Mina. And some of you are waiting still. But you're reading, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. Inna alhamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk. La sharika laka. La sharika laka. No partner. No associate. You are one and alone, Ya Rabb, O our beloved Allah. So لِتُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ. So you believe in Almighty Allah. Everything He Almighty Allah said in the Quran Sharif. We believe in it from the inner recesses of our heart, unconditionally, unreservedly. وَرَسُولِهِ. And believe in Him. Mustafa, رَحْمَةُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ خَاتَمُ النَّبِيِّينَ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever the Master alayhi salam taught us in the authentic ahadith, we have to believe in it, whether it is logical or supra-logical, beyond our puny little brain. We say it don't make sense. That is Iman. Yu'minuna bil ghayb, that we believe in it, remember the unseen. Today this Ummah majority know Yu'minuna bil jayb. How to use Islam and commercialize it and make money out of it. Nay, we believe in the unseen, whether it is logical or supra-logical. And we must have no doubt in it. ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا. Chapter 49, Surah Hujurat, verse number 15. Don't entertain any form of skepticism and doubt. So here the next verse can, the next part of this verse can be translated both ways. وَتُعَزِّرُوهُ وَتُوَقِّرُوهُ. So what is the meaning? وَتُعَزِّرُوهُ وَتُوَقِّرُوهُ. And you the Ummah, you help and assist him. Him Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in spreading Islam, propagating Islam. And you help the deen of Islam. So then the zamir, the pronoun who, that will refer to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَتُوَقِّرُوهُ. And you show the greatest adab and ta'zeem and respect and reverence for him, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I can take your name and say Salim Kareem, Junaid Khan, Dawood Muta. You can take my name, Abdul Qadir Abdullah. So there's no problem in that. But when it comes to him, Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Almighty Allah teaches us in the ending of Surah Nur, chapter number 24, 64 verses. Read the ending there. And verses 63, 64. And see, لا تجعلوا دعاء الرسول بينكم كدعاء بعضكم بعضا. Remember that you're not allowed to take the name of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as you call one another. So here, before the Naam-e-Naami Ismigrami, after the Naam-e-Naami Ismigrami of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we use honorary titles to show the love and respect for him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you will read, وَتُعَزِّرُوهُ وَتُوَقِّرُوهُ, that referring to him, Mustafa rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Second translation, وَتُعَزِّرُوهُ وَتُوَقِّرُوهُ. And you help him, Almighty Allah, in the deen of Islam. Allah does not need our help. It means you take the deen of Allah and you teach the people the true deen in its pristine purity, without being apologetic, without compromising. Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Ay iman walo. If 89 times Allah has mentioned this address and phrase, yet عَاشِقَانَ خِتَابِ, it's filled with honor and love for you. إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهِ, if you help Allah. What it means? إِن تَنْصُرُ دِينَ اللَّهِ, if you help Islam, the religion of Almighty Allah. يَنْصُرُكُمْ, Almighty Allah will help you. وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ, and Almighty Allah will keep your feet firm. that the Jutlas Haramis in 1967 they capsized and beat the Arab regime in 6 days. They cannot beat Hamas in more than 600 days. They have the deen of Allah. They have the assistance of Almighty Allah. So what do waqiru and show utmost respect to Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. You see, I use the word Allahu Jalla wa Ala, Allahu Azza wa Jalla, Allahu Jalla Jalaluhu. So even when you take the name of Almighty Allah, see, it's just on the tongue. We don't say Allah, we say Almighty Allah in English to show that respect and reverence. So both translations acceptable. Then, وَتُسَبِّحُوهُ بُكُرَةً وَأَصِيلًا, and you glorify him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, بُكُرَةً وَأَصِيلًا, in the morning, in the evening. Morning, before Fajr, after Fajr. But evening, after Asr, before Maghrib, after Maghrib. That are the best time, remember, to remember Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. O Ummah, you are in this Mubarak month of Zulhijjah, and you Hujjaj Baitillah, for you it is the 8th of Zulhijjah, you should be reading Labbaik abundantly, you should be reading Quran Sharif abundantly. So tomorrow on the day of Arafat, on the Maidan Arafat, on the plains of Arafat, you will complete your Quran Sharif, and then you will start your dua, and then you tell me if your duas are accepted or not. So that is what you should be doing, and stay away from all sin. Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, authentic hadith, Abdalu ayyam al-dunya ayyamul ashr, the best days in this world are these first 10 days, remember, of Zulhijjah. So the hadith in Ibn Hibban and Barawahu al-Bazzar wa Sahahu al-Albani, Sahih hadith mentioned, remember, in Jami al-Saghir. So nevertheless, then ulama posed the question, then what about Ramadan? So you will say, as far as the days go, the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, the greatest because of the day of Arafah. As far as the nights go, the last 10 nights of Ramadan are the best because of Laylatul Qadr. That is called Tawfiq and Tadbiq. That is how you reconcile everything. So, وَتُسَبِّحُوهُ بُكُرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. So read Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, and the best zikr is tilawat of Quran. So glorify him, Almighty Allah, Bukhudatau wa Asila, morning, evening. You see, this world, people are obese, overindulgence, but spiritually they're suffering. Why? There is malnutrition. Islam gave us spiritual food. What is the spiritual food? Allah bi zikrillah tatma'innul qulub. Behold, when you remember Allah Jalla wa Ala, Allah will grant you peace, tranquility, serenity in your heart. You will feel totally composed, satisfied, and happy and pleased with the decree of Allah Jalla wa Ala, whether you have degrees or not. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 7th of Zulhijjah, 1446, day number 607 of Israel Haramis war against Hamas and the Palestinians, and in Makkah, Mukarrama, Mina, Madina, Munawwara, and Aqsa, and 90% of the country is the 8th of Zulhijjah. What is 8th of Zulhijjah, Hujjaj? Yawmut Tarwiyah, the day to quench the thirst. In the olden days, they worried about the food, the fodder, the water for the camel and the means of conveyance. Now you have to check your oil, your diesel, your petrol, all that. In South Africa, the petrol price and the diesel price decrease from today, so you can go fill up Gwalisa. You know Gwalisa. You go there to fill your petrol, diesel, you say fill it up. So these are the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, globally and internationally. I sent it out on Telegram, I sent it out on X, Twitter and all the groups. The Jewish newspaper, are not whatever they pronounce it. They admitted that 10,000 Jutla soldiers killed and wounded, never to come back to the battlefield. And now there's a huge shortage of the Jutla. Allah Jalla Wala dispatched them to hell. Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zalimin al-muhtallin al-ghasibin al-mustawtinin ya rabbal alameen. Allahumma arina ajayib al-qudrati. Say Allahu Akbar, alhamdulillah, 5 Israeli soldiers dispatched to hell. dozens injured in the past 24, 48 hours. They murdered and martyred 27 of our people, Palestinians, third day in a row. They told them to come for aid, and then they murder, and then they kill them. United Nations says what Israel is doing there in Gaza now, 100% of war crimes. And remember, 10 nations are demanding an immediate ceasefire, and they're trying to have a resolution passed today in the Security Council. But we know which side America, the Harami, is. Inshallah, Trump will destroy America, and Netanyahu, the war criminal, will destroy Israel. And today, there'll be no aid. They say that this is a combat zone. The Israelis are on the receiving end. Haaretz newspaper writes, Israel on its own cannot attack. You see that? Because why? Iran also is very strong. They will need America. America is getting good hiding there in Afghanistan and other places as well. So Trump does not want to enter any war now. Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, yesterday he was under cross-examination in the court. So many times, they say 80, 100 times, he said, I don't know, I don't remember. Humiliated. Remember, Israel is worse than South Africa, apartheid South Africa. A total pariah state, a terrorist apartheid state, Hitler's children. We agree with Hitler on many issues. You did a good job, Hitler. So Spain freezes billions of shekels, remembers of arms deal with Israel. Millions of dollars, $300 to $1 million or something like that. You can work it out yourself. Lufthansa Group, the airlines, postponed their flights to Israel, say Ben Gurion Airport. Lod Airport, they call it as well. Too dangerous, our Houthis. Yesterday also they fired. Well done to you, Yemenis. Mustafa Rasulullah, special dua for you. So you keep on attacking Israel and the Jutlas, and they were attacked in Tiberias. They were attacked in the Golan Heights and so forth. Julani, the Pakka Harami there in Syria. They fired there in the Golan Heights, whether his army fired or somebody else. So this morning, Israel then retaliated and attacked Syria. So that was this morning as well. Israel is losing its base support in Western Europe. It's at the lowest point now. And one of their greatest supporters, Germany, their support also is decreasing. See here how these enemies are now jumping ship, the rats. You call them the rats. They are jumping the sinking ship. America is sinking. Israel is sinking. So see how they jump ship. Write this name down, of ulama, or students, or listeners. Matthew Miller. You remember him? You forgot him already. When Biden was the president, Blinken was the Secretary of State, he was their face, always saying that Israel is defending itself. Hamas are wrong. Hamas are the terrorists. This Harami M.M. Matthew Miller now makes a 100% U-turn and says Israel is guilty of committing war crimes in Gaza. You see that? These are the Haramis. Now they know that the day of judgment for them is very near. Elon Musk, he says what Trump is doing after he and Trump had a divorce, you know, separation. So now he says what Trump is doing with his tariffs is disgusting, is abominable, and is despised and hated, remember. There's big problems between Musk and Trump, and in the Biden camp as well, the Democrats. The face that you felt, Harami, now he's saying Israel is committing war crimes. Pakistan is always in the news. They stayed in the 70s, you know. So there was an earthquake there in Pakistan, in Karachi, and now the people in jail, more than 200 of them said, hey, it is an earthquake. So they all escaped from the prison. You see that? So that is Pakistan ki kahani. So Pakistan is a nice country to live in. Every day they got a new story there. So these motas say, yahan zalzala aaye, chalo hum chutti kare, hum bhag jaye. So everybody running for their lives and they escape from the prison. So then the third time Palestinians were killed consecutively while going for aid. So Trump now, listen to Trump the Harami. So remember what he says. He says, I want 3,000 daily illegal immigrants to be kicked out and arrested. First you arrest them, and then we deport them. 3,000 per day. So Americans also are leaving. But the poorer Afrikaners from here want to go to America. The amount of taxes they have to pay and so forth. Canada, well done, Canada. Canada is searching for those Jutlas and Jews who have dual citizenship, Canadian and Israeli. So those who participated in the IDF and committed genocide and war crimes against Palestinians. So they're looking for them and they'll arrest them, inshallah. Our brother Muhammad Sabri Suleiman, who shot, who threw that fire and the cocktails there to the Jutlas who are marching. Now his family, wife and children are also taken into prison and into custody and so forth. This is American justice. That so-called justice. He did something. What the hell you have to take his wife and children in? You, Muhammad Sabri Suleiman, we pray for you. What you did, we agree with you. One settler, one bullet. Remember that we will not sympathize and empathize with any Jutla who's injured or killed. We say a good Jew is a dead Jew. See, you are there going to Mina. Already yesterday, the trains were moving, the green trains, and taking the Hujjaj of yesterday already, Tuesday. So if you know how Mina, Makkah, all that operates, the trains were going round and round already yesterday. But the people of Gaza, invited by King Salman, they're not allowed to go for Hajj. Why? The Israelis are burning with jealousy, the rage they have. Instead of allowing them safe passage, they're shooting at them. So make dua for Hazza al-Mubarakah. Bichara, these poor people, starving people, the hungriest people on earth cannot even go for Hajj Baytillah. This is because of the Americans and because of the Israelis, both war criminals and both biggest terrorists. India, 10-year-old girl raped and she died. You see why? Because they have a caste system. She was a Dalit. Do you even know what is a Dalit? Dalit are the lowest ranked people in India. The higher class come and urinate on them. The higher class get their women and daughters and rape them. And then this is in Bihar state, one of the poor states in India. So that is your India, Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood, Shaitan Hood. So yeah, the pilgrims must remain. Listen carefully, you Hujjaj, South Africa, Europe, Asia, wherever you are. The directives have come from the Ministry of Hajj from 9 o'clock to 5 o'clock, 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock. Make sure you remain in your tents. It's very hot. In Mina will be 45 degrees or more today. So remember, you're going to get dehydrated. Drink a lot of water and buy some water, you Hujjaj of Baytillah. Just go outside your tent, you the brothers, and pass the water on. To the people who are going there, they're perspiring, sweating, and you come there. Oh, my sisters, just outside your tent, you will see thousands of women passing by. Just give them water, tell them, Sabil, and give them the water. Sisters give to the sisters, brothers give to the brothers, and you will see the dua that comes out from the Hujjaj of Baytillah. 4 million people have left Sudan displaced already because of United Arab Emirates, because of America's war against them. Sudan cut a deal with Russia. They couldn't bear that. So that is the truth. And remember, a huge elephant enters the shop in Thailand, you see. My brother Khalil dropped me at the airport, mashallah. He's buried in Thailand. When I read that story, I thought of him, you see. So this huge elephant decided to leave the park and go for a tawaf, for a stroll. It went into one shop and started eating the snacks there and everything. Did you see how they feed elephants? So you must remember elephant story, Hissatul Fil. Allah Jalla Wala Kudratka Karishma. Elephants eat and eat and eat, and then they get 6 times different set of teeth. And when they finish, now 6 times the teeth are finished, then all the elephants meet up, and they don't meet up in public, they go in the forest, in the jungle, they surround that elephant because they know death is imminent. The elephants are crying, our brother, our sister is on the verge of dying. That is the elephant story. Learn about Allah's creation. And Suratul Fil, So, yeah, we give you the South African news quickly. So, petrol, diesel, they're decreasing from today, go fill up today, no problem. Water outages continue in Gauteng, that is supposed to be the economic hub. ANC, hopeless people you are. MK Party, Zuma's party, removed Loy Shivambu as the Secretary General. Zuma, you better put your foot down. Otherwise, your party is going to implode after you, remember that. Jayden McKenzie, proper supporter of apartheid terrorist Nazi Israel. He has been condemned by the political parties. He's supposed to be Minister of Sport, but most or half of the meetings is missing. And the EFF of Malema says, we must not accept his apology. I agree with you, Mr. Malema. Phoenix program tonight, inshallah, we will be there. Masjid al-Salam tonight, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz, 7:15 in Jamaat. It will be live, inshallah, on Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM and Marqas Sahaba. And remember, you Hujjaj of Baytullah, go out and feed people, give them food, give them juice, whatever you can, inshallah. Those of you brothers there in Mina, Azizia, you want to come on air on Marqas Sahaba, kindly contact me, send me WhatsApp, we will contact you. It won't cost you any money, just send me a WhatsApp, 071-888-1184. And last night we had a wonderful program, mashallah, there you'll understand, in Lalusha, Masjidul Fath, Allah Ta'ala reward our Qari Naeem, our Mona Zakaria, and the team, wonderful program. We sent out the podcast already today, Tafsir and Bliss of Marriage, inshallah. Mawsaleem, we have 10 minutes, 15 minutes left. Let's fire up, inshallah, Aziz.
The question is, when does one start reading the takbir after every salam of itam?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today the Hujjaj will leave Makkah, Azizia, and go to Mina. Thousands of them are already in Mina from yesterday. The trains were moving, the buses were moving, people were walking. So today is Yom Al-Tarwiyah. What will you do today? Zohar, you'll read in Zohar time, Asr in Asr time, Maghrib in Maghrib time, Isha in Isha time. Spend the night in Mina and read Fajr there, 5 Salat. All is Sunnah. Tomorrow, the 9th of Zulhijjah, day by tomorrow, Thursday will be the 9th. So after Fajr Salat, you will read the Takbir. Remember that. And Hanafi say it is wajib for 23 for a salat. Majority scholars, the Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali say it's sunnah. Why do we read the takbir? Chapter number 22, Surah Hajj, verse 37. لِتُكَبِّرُ ala ma hadakum. Allah Ta'ala gave you the big, big, huge animals, the camels and the cows and everything else, the bull, and subjugated it for you so you could sacrifice it, you can slaughter it. So glorify the name of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Hadith in Tabarani, he Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Zayyinu a'yadakum bit takbir. Beautify your Eid with takbir. So Hujjaj of Baytullah, tomorrow, Thursday, after Fajr, you will start with the takbir and you will end off on the 13th after Asr, 23 for Salat. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. We in South Africa and few other countries will start on Friday after Fajr, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, when must we fast here in South Africa?
Remember that our Arafat date here in South Africa, the 9th of Zulhijjah, will be Friday. How we read Fajr Salat, Maghrib Salat, all Salat, with our sunrise, our sunset, and so forth. So similarly, that we will fast on Friday, to fast for the day of Arafah, Ahtasibu ala Allah, ayyukafira sanat allati qablaha wallati ba'daha. Authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif, Bulughul Maram, Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, 2 years sins are forgiven. There in Makkah and Mina and all these places, remember, for the non-Hajis, for you Hajis, you mustn't fast. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shariba labana. That you open Muslim Sharif, you will find the Master alayhi salam on his naqa and Mubarak naqa, the she camel drink milk in front of everybody to show the Hujjaj must not fast. They must eat and drink, especially you need to keep yourself hydrated. It's so hot day and so forth. So for us non-pilgrims, so remember that they will be fasting. So you fast that is Thursday for those countries where tomorrow is the 9th and so forth. And if you want to practice on it, then fast on Thursday and Friday, you will get double reward Thursday as it is to fast the Sunnah. And these days, if you fast, Siyam Wa'aka Siyami Sanatin, Qiyam Wa'aka Qiyami Laylatul Fajri, the Hadith in Tirmidhi Ibn Majah, you keep one day fast, you get the reward of fasting for 1 year. And you make ibadat at night, it's like making ibadat and worshipping Allah, the night of destiny, the night of majesty. So it shows that you keep Thursday, Friday if you want to, no problem. But otherwise, if you're keeping one, you keep on Friday, inshallah, for South Africans.
Mufti Sahab, how would the Hajis perform their salah? Will it be qasr or will they be full namaz that they have to read?
Very interesting question. Remember these basic principles and then you will understand. First thing you must remember, Makkah and Azizia are considered as one. Because Azizia is a suburb and part of Makkah and part of the Haram Sharif as well. So that's the first thing you must remember. So according to majority scholars, right? So if you are in Makkah and Azizia for 4 days and more, so remember that you will read full salat. That is what the Shafi'i's fatwa and the Maliki's fatwa and that will be. And remember that if you are less than 4 days in Makkah, 4 days, 4 nights in Makkah, Azizia together, then you will read 2 rakat, remember that. And according to the Hanafis, your Makkah and Azizia, if you stayed there 14 nights and less, then you are Musafir. If you stayed in Makkah, Azizia joined together, is 15 nights and more, then you will read full salat. So that are the basic rules you should remember. Now tomorrow, day in Arafat, and like today, day in Mina, Masjid al-Khayf, tomorrow in Arafat, Masjid al-Namira. So who will be there? Tomorrow will be Sheikh Salih Humayd, Hafizahullah. So inshallah, he will deliver the khutbah, he will lead the salat. He reads 2 rakat, Zuhur, 2 rakat, Asr. The Hanbalis say, this is only Hanbalis, they say that for the days of Hajj, you must read Qasr Salat, Nusukan. That how you must remember you combine salat, so the salat shortens also. Whether you're a musafir or whether you're a muqim, you're a local. So that is how they work in Hajj days, remember that. So that is the Hanbali school, so that is what should happen. Anyway, then you know whether you're musafir or muqim, so according to that, you will read your salat.
Mufti Sahab, how many animals does a Haji have to slaughter?
Remember, according to the Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbalis, you just slaughter one. That is your Hajj animal. And فَمَنْ تَمَتَّعَ بِالْأُمْرَةِ إِلَى الْحَجِّ فَمَسْتَيْسَرَ مِنَ الْحَجِّ. The Quranic terminology that is called Haji, what our people call Dhamme Shukr, normally is part of the Hajj package and so forth and so on. But remember that you are there. Brother Aslam Jidat is there. And so many other people are there, you see. There, Zakir Noor and so many other people. We know the Capital Group, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, Haji Ahmad, and like that. So you Hanafis will slaughter 2 animals. One for your Hajj. So that will be in Makkah, Mina. And one will be your Qurbani, your Bakri Eid Qurbani. So Eid al-Adha Qurbani, that you can do in any country. You want to do it in Makkah, you want to do it in Mina, you want to do it in Medina, you want to do it in South Africa, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Gaza. So wherever you want to do it, all that permissible. So 2 will be compulsory, Hanafis only. Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis say that you are performing Tamattu Hajj, Qiran Hajj. So that will be compulsory day in Mina, Makkah. Regarding your Udhiyah, your Eid al-Adha Qurbani, Bakri Eid Qurbani, remember that is not compulsory for you, because few people in your town, in your city perform it, so that will suffice for everybody. Those who sacrifice will receive the reward, and those who did not do it, for them there is no sin upon them, they absorbed of it. So that is the verdict of majority scholars.
Mufti Sahab, can facial hair be removed because I'm making Qurbani?
So remember the hadith is mentioned in Sahih Muslim in Mishkan Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. Authentic hadith, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمْ هِلَالَ ذِلْحِجَّةِ, when you saw the moon of Zulhijjah, meaning you got confirmation, so you know today is the 7th of Zulhijjah, South Africa, a few countries, and in Makkah, Mina, Medina, it is the 8th of Zulhijjah, Hajj is starting today, and now you will go, every 90% of the countries will say that it is the 8th of Zulhijjah. So then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam went on and said, "Wa arada ahadukum ayyudahiya," and you made intention, you have to make the qurbani, the Eid ul Adha qurbani sacrifice, Bakri Eid, Udhiya. So then wherever you're doing it, locally or overseas, then falyumsik an sha'rihi wa asfarihi hatta yudahiya, then you should not cut your nails, you should not cut your hair and remove your hair. Your unwanted hair, you leave it. Now you look at my moustache, you look at this, you look at that. You can make out that it's not clean properly, you see that. So don't worry, people say it's itching and poking and lot of the stories they will make. No, we practice on the sunnah of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you really love Almighty Allah, jalla wala fattabi'uni, follow me, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immaculately. يحببكم الله, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم, your sins will be forgiven. Surah 3 verse 31. So Shafi'is and the Hanafis and the Malikis say it's Sunnah, Mustahab and so forth, but the Hanbali say it's Wajib. So those of you getting facial hair, this, that is better, you don't remove it. But if you remove it, there will be no sin upon you, according to majority scholars.
Mufti Sahab, what is the best dua to read in the plains of Arafat?
Remember, the hadith is authentic, mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, khayrul dua, afdalul dua, the dua of Arafat, dua'i wa dua'ul anbiya min qabli, la ilaha illallahu wahdahu, la sharika lahu, lahul mulk wa lahul hamd, wa huwa ala kulli shay qadir. O Hujjaj Baytillah, O pilgrims of all countries and continents, I appeal to you, read as much Quran Sharif today, read as much Quran Sharif tomorrow morning, and then after Zuhur, Asr, Salat, you combine it, then you complete your Quran Sharif in the plains of Arafat, and then you make dua. Insha'Allah, all your duas will be accepted, and read this dua ahead now, mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, Allah Ta'ala will make your Hajj Maqbool through His grace and mercy. Ji.
Mufti Sahab, to make Qurbani in South Africa, is it wajib or is it sunnah?
Is wajib according to Hanafis, and the Hanafi dalil is very strong. The hadith is authentic in Tirmidhi Sharif. Ibn Majah, not Tirmidhi, and Ibn Majah and in Targhib wa Tarheeb. وَصَحَّهُ الشَّيْخُ الْبَانِي, Sheikh Albani said, Sahih hadith also, مَنْ وَجَدَ سَعَتَتْ, whosoever has the means, then وَلَمْ يُضَحِي, and he didn't make qurbani, فَلَا يَقْرَبَنَّ مُشُلَّانَا, he must not even come for Eid Salat, come to the Eid Gah and so forth. This is wa'id, a warning, doesn't mean he mustn't come, it means you must make qurbani. So those of us who can afford it, so we must do it, inshallah. Hanafi say wajib, majority scholars say sunnah and so forth and so on. May inshallah tonight we'll be in Phoenix and Majidu Salam on Huzaifa. We'll speak about Arafat, Muzdalifa, all that tonight. Inshallah al-Aziz. Jazakallah khairan to you, Muhsalim and Hatib. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.